The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Henry Luce Foundation for Increased Understanding of East and Southeast Asia. Funding for Detroit coverage on The Takeaway is supported in part by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.
Just to recap the top story of the day that we've gotten just within the past hour or so, Muammar Gaddafi reportedly has been captured, possibly killed, during the siege of Sirte. At this point, those are unconfirmed, but a senior NTC military official, that's the National Transitional Council, the new government in Libya, has said that Libya's former leader, Gaddafi, died of his wounds that he suffered during the capture of Sirte today. Joining us now is Lufti bin Hamid. He's a resident of Tripoli. Lufti, you've lived in Tripoli for how long?
Well, since 1992, I came back from Ireland.
So what do you make of this news? Do you believe these reports that Gaddafi has been either captured or killed?
I hope so. Everybody's saying it's either whether he's captured or killed. So we're very optimistic. So hopefully it's done. You know, it's over. The black time is over for us.
Does it make a difference to you whether he was killed in the fighting or perhaps he survives to be tried in Libya?
I'd rather to see him killed anyway, because the way it is, like we have an experience from Tunisia and Egypt, the way the trials keep dragging on, and it's a choice for chance for his supporters to come out. But if he's killed, that's the end of it. You know what I mean? We can start fresh again.
Okay.
So I prefer him and his kids are killed.
So, Lufti bin Hamid, Tripoli resident, and we can hear your Irish brogue there. You were, actually came from Ireland in 1992 to live in Tripoli.
Yes.
Lufti, what role do you want to have in this new country? If this is the day one of the new Libya, what's your role?
Well, we try, like, to me, like, I played a big role since February, the 20th of February. We came out to the Green Square unarmed, with no weapons, nothing, and we took over the Green Square, and then SAFE sent the troops, about 2,500 troops, and start shooting. And we lost about 63 people that night. That's the 20th of February. And then Friday, the 25th of February, my nephew was killed after the Friday prayer. We came out as well, like just standing up for the people in Benghazi and the rapes in Benghazi and what was going on. So to me, like, I want to be free. I want, like, I was living in Ireland for 10 years. I want to be treated like an island. The policeman stops you in Ireland, all respect, and he asks you for your papers and everything. And this is what we want. I lived in Libya until 81, and then I had to go to Ireland for study. But it's all, when I flash back in my ears, with Gaddafi's regime, like, we're even scared to look, stare to his own people, like his security. Because if you look at him, and he's as alive the way you look at him, he'll take you in. Now, all we want is just to live, like, I visit the prison a lot, I visit most of Europe, I go to them. And I feel, like, very free, you know what I mean? Nobody can say anything.
Absolutely.
This is what I wish for Libya.
Lufti bin Hamid is a resident of Tripoli. You know, what about these other, the mere fall of Sirte, Lufti? I mean, let's say that Gaddafi was not captured or killed. Does the fall of Sirte means that the civil war is over in your eyes?
Well, it should be over, because here in Tripoli, we only have, I'm sure you heard about the area, Buslin, and it's only a few people, like a couple of people there, which is trying to stand up for Gaddafi. So the fall of Sirte, and last week you heard the news about the fall of Beni Waleed.
Yeah.
And I'm very proud.
Beni Waleed, absolutely. That's something that Wira Davis has been reported on. That's Lufti bin Hamid, who lives in Tripoli, and also with us, Wira Davis, who is headed toward the Libyan border now with our partner, the BBC. Wira, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think? I mean, have you heard any further confirmation of the reports about the fate of Muammar Gaddafi?
No, and I think, obviously, given the poor quality of information that's come out from both sides during this entire conflict, we should hold back on confirmation of this story until we know for sure that it's true. But, of course, many people are now reporting that Colonel Gaddafi was either captured or killed in Sirte. if either is true, it would go a long way to explaining the ferocity of the fighting in Sirte. I was in Sirte for 10 days, and I was quite surprised by how heavily and how well defended only a small part of the city was by, obviously, some very professional pro-Gaddafi fighters. And, of course, if they were defending an asset there, either Gaddafi or one of his sons, then it would go a long way to explaining the ferocity of the fighting.
So you're confirming essentially what Marie Colvin told us, Wira Davis, earlier this morning, that it was clear they were defending something that was a very important asset. And so in the end, you're perhaps not surprised it turned out to be Gaddafi.
Well, ironically, we are surprised if it is turned out to be Gaddafi, because the feeling was it was one of his sons, Mawatasim, who was a military commander who had led the defense of Sirte. Now, the assumption was that he was inside Sirte, and that actually Colonel Gaddafi was on much safer ground down in southern Libya, perhaps towards the Niger or Algerian border. And, of course, remember that his wife, his daughter, and another of his sons escaped into Algeria in the over a month ago. And the theory was that Colonel Gaddafi had either done the same or was preparing to do the same. So I think a lot of people actually would be surprised if it does turn out to be Colonel Gaddafi and not actually one of his high-profile sons.
We're speaking with Wira Davis, who's a reporter for our partner, the BBC, and is right now headed toward the border in Libya there. So Wira, at this point, you're saying to the guy we just spoke to in Tripoli, Lifty Bin Hamid, don't, you know, send up any celebratory balloons yet. But to a certain extent, is this kind of a new day for Libya? One way or the other, unconfirmed or confirmed, does this represent a new chapter in the country's history?
Well, it does, because actually, Colonel Gaddafi's capture or death aside, if fighting has come to an end in Sirte, that is the end of the last major battle in Libya. There may well be skirmishes in parts of the south and even perhaps in districts of Tripoli. But the transitional government had made it clear, and I think quite rightly so, that once the fighting in Sirte was over, then they could start the next difficult process of rebuilding this broken country. And so that in itself is important, irrespective or not, in some ways, if Colonel Gaddafi has been captured. If he has been captured, then that is a bonus, of course, for the transitional government, a huge bonus. But I think the fall of Sirte itself, is quite significant, because they can now claim to have control over the most important parts of the country.
Wira Davis, a reporter with our partner, the BBC. Thanks so much, Wira.
Thank you.
Reacting to the news, the possible news that still unconfirmed, that Muammar Gaddafi was either captured or killed during the siege of Sirte today.